get back on board.
Can we talk some footy at some
point? Yeah, why not?
So Travis Boker's been good enough to join us just to break the listening to us and what our TV watching habits are. He is an Ozark man, isn't he?
He will be.
He is a great citizen as well. He's spent the last, I don't know how many years, doing a lot of hospital visits, helping young kids with cancer, done a lot of good stuff for Port Adelaide over time when he was captain, even when he's not captain. Two-time best and fairest, and he joins us. Travis, welcome to you. Great to have you on the program.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we doing?
We're pretty good. How are you going in the kids' space, the entertainment space?
Yeah, I've been keeping busy. I've played a lot of FIFA, so we've got a group at the moment on PlayStation, either playing F1 or FIFA. So I'm the worst at the club probably. So I'm putting a lot of time into that at the moment.
Boki, it's Cam Mooney here. Who's your team that you're playing with? Who's your FIFA team?
No, I'm on career mode. So I went right back, and I've got no idea. I've got no idea about soccer. So I went to career mode and started out in Division 1 with Millwall. In the Division 1 side. Now I'm in the Premier League. So just working my way up, mate. I've got no idea.
I've got no idea what any of that means. That's FIFA, I'm assuming. That's all part of this game. Okay. Right. I'm not a gamer that's at all. FIFA. Where are you based at the moment, Boki? And how are you spending your time?
Yeah, I'm in Adelaide still, Dal. We flew back from the Gold Coast basically the day that the borders sort of got shut. So we went straight into self-isolation. So I haven't left the house in just over a week. So, I've been just inside for a period of time, mate. So just trying to keep busy, trying to train as much as I can. And, so hopefully I think Sunday we're allowed out of self-isolation. So I'm looking forward to going to hopefully get a coffee.
Are you like every other AFL player and like Cam Mooney here, and you've set up a home gym?
I have. It's basically the one thing that's kept me sane at the moment. I do love to train. So the first day I was in self-isolation, cleaned out the garage and set up with a bit of equipment. So it's keeping me busy.
Self-isolation with the pool in the background as well. Yeah. It's a hard life.
I say, not a bad place to self-isolate there, Boki, after your big contract. I know you built a very big home over there in Adelaide after you burn us over in Geelong.
So were you part of the party that tried to get him back?
I wasn't
to
part of it, but I was texting everybody, make sure you get this bloke. And he stayed over there and you've built an absolute mansion from all reports. So I don't think it's a bad place to stay at the moment.
Well, I was disappointed I didn't get your call, Moons. Maybe that could have been the difference. I could have been back surfing in Torquay today. So, I'm very grateful. I've got a nice space to self-isolate here. So, obviously, it's pretty tough times for everyone at the moment, and certainly very, very grateful for what I do have here. And, definitely worse places to self-isolate.
Are you allowed to get out and surf? Even from a club perspective, are they giving you any parameters or
when he
things?
When he gets out.
Yeah. What are you allowed to do? We saw Isaac.
There's no surf in Adelaide anyway. Well, where's he going to go to surf?
You can go somewhere. You can do something.
Yeah, where the sharks are Port Lincoln, it's a fair drive for you, Boki.
Hey, if you love the surf, you'll do it, Dwayne.
No, it's about an hour away. Yeah, it's about an hour away down.
Oh, hang on. You're calling Middleton. You're calling Middleton surf, are you?
Well, not Middleton. We go back up to Waipinga and Parsons up there, which is a little bit of a heavier break, but it's the closest wave we've got. Otherwise, you do have to go over to the York Peninsula over the West Coast where it is a little bit more sharky. But, the restrictions around surfing, I'm not sure yet. I spoke to the doc about a week ago and he said I could go out once I'm out of isolation, but things could change then. I checked Swellnet the other day and apparently you've got to live by the water to actually go out and surf there. That's what they're saying. So I'll have to check the rules on that once I get out of isolation.
You could travel
stiff on that.
Oh, you'd be really close to Semaphore. You can always paddle out at Semaphore and wait for that one storm in 100 years.
Yeah. Take the paddleboard out there. That'd be great fun.
Hey, Boki, you're looking at a couple of your teammates and Tommy Rockcliffe looks to be having a little bit too much fun in isolation with the family. Obviously, you've been watching what's going on there. We're just showing a little bit on screen at the moment. He and the family are into the Wiggles and all that kind of stuff.
So people are probably thinking Rocky's lost the plot in isolation, but that's actually just Rocky normal. So that's just his day-to-day life. But certainly he's providing a lot of entertainment. He's probably one of the funnier guys at the club, and certainly enjoying some family time, I think, there with Shana and Jack, and providing a lot of entertainment for some fans out there. But I have to give it to him though. He's doing pretty well with some of the stuff he's coming up with.
Is he the sort of person, maybe not anymore, but at the nightclub or the bar, that was a dancer, or is this completely out of the box for him?
I'm not sure he's a dancer. He'd probably still be a pest at the nightclub as well, and around the bar. Playing pranks is usually his go. So, yeah, he'd certainly be a bit of a pest out and about as well as at home.
Bogey, are you still doing the underwear range and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I am. It's 2 years in now. So it's something that I really enjoyed over the last couple of years. Something a little bit different, but I've loved clothes. I love fashion since since I was younger, and it was great to get involved in doing that with my family, and obviously naming it after Dad, and creating a business based on you know our family values and Dad's values, and then linking that into what I enjoy, which is fashion. So hopefully continue to grow the brand. But yeah, right now it's a little bit slow, and obviously with everything going on. But looking forward to learning more with that, and hopefully growing it in the future.
And what does the range include? There's briefs. Is there any Y fronts for those that still enjoy them?
Not quite. We might have to add them in if you're into that, Dale. We can arrange that and send you down some.
I would have thought a little just parade for us here, Bokey. Just
yeah, we've got time.
We've got a lot of time here. If you want to sell it, mate, you've got to get it out there.
I might leave that one, but I can certainly send you boys some jocks, and I'd like to see you parade a bit around Moons. I'm sure you'll create some good content for me.
Well, you're fortunate, Bogey. This is the first time that Moons has had a top on for about 2 weeks. So
you boys losing it.
Yeah, don't ask too much. He'll be happy to do it for you.
Is there a mankini part of your range, and you don't do the mankini for Moons at all?
No, hopefully not. That was only a one-off thing, that one.
My home ground. Are you putting some videos up on my home ground, Travis?
I'm starting to, yeah. So which either means I'm getting very, very bored, or it's going to be hopefully a good campaign. But yeah, I put one up the other night. So we had a little putt off in my lounge room. So it's on timber floorboard. So she was a bit quick the surface, but my household, we don't like doing the dishes in the house. So we had a bit of a putt off myself and my sister's boyfriend, and unfortunately lost that one. So I put that one up the other night. But obviously, like everyone. Like every athlete, they're putting up home videos of workout sessions and stuff like that. So the few getting up that I've been doing, and hosting a Pilates session tomorrow morning for anyone that wants to join with my Pilates instructors. So I think that's sort of the key thing for most people at the moment, is to stay active and keep the mind and body as fresh as you can with a lot of exercise. So a bit of that content will get up with the My Home Ground stuff.
Very nice, Bokey. When you're not exercising, we're just talking about TV series and what our favourite TV series of all time are. When you are having a moment of downtime on the couch, what do you flick it to?
Currently right now, I'm watching Taken, which is a TV show based on Taken, the movie. So we've been getting into that at the moment. Power's obviously my favourite one. I don't know if you guys have seen that one. That created a lot of talk. That's finished now, but that was a great series. I heard you talking about Ozark. I watched a couple of episodes. I didn't quite get into it, but I might have to give it a bit more time if that one's worth watching, Moons.
Oh, you got to give it some love, Bogey. What about The Last Dance? You would have been a basketball fan growing up. That'll be around the corner for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really looking forward to that. I just saw the previews for that just before, and that's certainly one I'll be tuning into. Obviously, the sport docos are a must in this house, and I don't know if you guys have seen the test, the recent one with the Aussie side going over to the Ashes, and the rebuild of the cricket side, which was amazing doco. So I've just finished watching that one as well.
Travis, we're hoping we get football back, obviously, and Port Adelaide, in their 150th celebratory year, is hoping we get football back. It would be a bizarre 150th celebratory year if there's only end up being one game in it. Talk us through what's going on at the footy club at the moment, because everything was based on fundraisers and getting together for celebrations, and it's all put a stop to.
Yeah, look, it would be disappointing to end the season just after one game, obviously in a huge year for the club. And although we are on top at the moment, so it's most of our fans are pretty pumped. So, but look, it has been a huge build up for this club, and I mean, this club has a huge amount of history, and 150 years is massive, and we'd love to get back out there again and celebrate that, and with our fans, with everyone who's been involved in this club. From the boot starters to the CEOs to the fans, everyone involved, it's something really special with this club, and we're hoping we can get back out there and celebrate again. Like all clubs at the moment, it's been a very challenging time, and I think Keith and Chris Davies, our footy manager, have done an incredible job in making sure that, you know, our fans are still connected to the playing group and to the club, and we can celebrate as much as we can without footy and reminisce on what the club has been through in 150 years and the amount of great history and tradition that we have had. We can still celebrate in some way through technology and reminiscing on those times. We'd love to get back out there again and celebrate with our fans and the footy club.
Bokey, if the season does, or when it does get up and going, and we do have let's say a 17-game season, and we're talking about fitness levels before, isolated, so you can't go out and run, boys who don't have a treadmill, there's not too much running going on, how much pre-season type of training will you guys have to do as a team to get up and ready for a round two?
Yeah, mate, that's a good question. Like, we obviously right now, most guys are trying to stay as fit as they can. Our club and certainly others have sent out, you know, programs for guys to follow, which is very similar to an off-season program or a Christmas program where we're running, you know, whether on a treadmill or for those guys not in isolation at the moment, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which is very similar to a program in the off-season. And, you know, hopefully the big base that we have had over pre-season puts us in a good stead right now. And now it's just about maintenance as much as we can. And I think you can do as much training on the bike and cross-trainer and things like that as you can, or even without that, it's still going to be very challenging. So when we do get back, it's going to be an interesting block of 4 weeks. I think it is 4 games start if we can get back during that time to see where we're at. But I think it's going to be pretty challenging for players if we do get back end of May, I think it is, to see where fitness levels are at, if there's going to be any adjustments to it with rotations and things like that. But look, we're just happy to get out there and play footy again, I think, no matter how fit we are.
So what's the first thing you're going to do when you're allowed out of isolation?
Probably go get a coffee would be the first thing. It'd be either that, or if I'll check the surf, and if there's waves, then I'm allowed to go. It's straight down the beach.
The luxuries in life now, just being able to go out and get a coffee. Look forward to a few more of the videos on my home ground. Bokey, great to have you on the line. Thanks for chatting with us.
No worries, guys. Take care. Right.